Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We begin a new Sefer, the Sefer Pella Yoyetz, the Sefer from Reb Eliezer Papo, a great Sfardi Rav who lived from 1785 to 1828, 43 years, a very short life, but in his very short life accomplished a tremendous, tremendous amount. Just to speak a little about him, and first of all, the name Pella Yoyetz. Yoyetz means advice. The word Pella means a wonder. And really, it's his name, as he discussed himself, is hinted to in the word Pella, Eliezer, the Aleph, the Papo. He says the Pei over there, maybe the Aleph Lamed. And he was a Bamoifis. He was able to do wonders. Nisim, they bring down the Maisa where he was once in a wagon, and the wagon driver was driving it very nonchalantly, and he wasn't really getting to the destination where they had to get to Erev Shabbos, and he damned to Hashem that he Chas Hashem doesn't want to be involved in Yichilu Hashem. And at that moment the wagon driver dozed off and the horses took off. And they got their kfitzes at derech in no time. There are numerous stories like this. And there's another story that after, decades later, after he was already nifter, where the Russians were plowing down the grave sites of the Jewish cemeteries to build whatever they wanted to build. And they came to one grave that they couldn't plow it down, nothing, they couldn't destroy, nothing was working. And this was the grave of the Baal Pella Yoyetz, of Rav Eliezer Papo. And they were a little taken aback, and then in fact it sunk down in the ground, and only the top of it remained, and they decided to leave it alone, and they changed their plans. And to this day, people go to Bulgaria, and he said, if you go to the mikvah and you come to my kever, I will be a meilus yosher on your behalf. And people still go to this day, and the Yeshuas people have found, Baruch Hashem, Yeshuas by doing that. Now, the Sefer Pella Yoyetz is written in a way of the Aleph Beis. He discusses different topics according to the Aleph Beis, so it's not just like one theme. He begins with Avas Hashem. Love of Hashem. And he concludes the Sefer with Tshuva. Aleph, Avas Hashem, Tav, Tshuva. And everything in between is how to serve Hashem as a Yid. And it's advice, it's practical application. And without further ado, I welcome everyone and let's begin. Avo LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Avo LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Ein mido toiva himeno. There is no greater attribute than the love of Hashem. If a person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will do the mitzvahs properly. Nothing will hold him back. As we know the stories of people who were able to move heavy items, this adrenaline, this buildup, when they saw a little child of theirs was in tremendous dangerous situation. A love for someone else is boundless what you can accomplish. And here we are focusing on the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he tells us, I'm going to share with you a few points. V'hinei, avo l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hi achas mitayag mitzvah. Step number one. We have to know that loving Hashem is one of the tayag mitzvahs. When a person focuses and concentrates on loving Hashem, he is fulfilling one of the 613 mitzvahs. And not only that, it's a mitzvah tediris. It's a mitzvah that can be done all the time. Lulav, it's a mitzvah deraisa. You can only take on the first day deraisa of Sukkot. Shofar, only the first day of Rosh Hashanah. This is a mitzvah, you can do this all the time. Every single day. Throughout the day. And how is this mitzvah fulfilled? It can be fulfilled b'machshavatcha, in your mindset, in your thought, v'hiru levad, and just thinking of, I love you, Hashem. You're waiting a line, and there's a long line at Acme, at whatever store you go to. So what could you be thinking? You could be thinking, oh, great. What, you know, you have so much things to do. You're stuck online now. Or you could be thinking, okay, I'm going to get to the cashier when I get there. In the meantime, you think of Avas Hashem. For every second you think of Avas Hashem, you become a mitzvah deraisa. And as the Svarim tells us, the mitzvah deraisa, that the reward is endless. We can't begin to fathom the reward. And we can discuss more how does a person come to think of Avas Hashem. Then he says that when a person has the opportunity to think of Avas Hashem and he wastes this opportunity, it's very easy to fulfill it. If one thinks about the reward that one gets for the mitzvah, it doesn't really make sense. It's such an easy mitzvah to do. It's not like, you know, sometimes, well, let's discuss dalad mina for a second. You have to go buy a lulav, an esrog. You know how many hours and hours and hours people spend? They travel, even to this day. They'll go to hour and a half traveling one way to get to the right esrog store, looking at the esrogim, still couldn't find it. Hours and hours. It's an easy mitzvah to do. And people waste their time. And they think about nonsense. A person should try to push aside all of those other thoughts. And when you have the time, like we said, you're online, you're going for a walk around the block, and you don't have anything in your ears listening to. This is the time to think to Hashem. Hashem, thank you for my knees that work. Thank you for my feet, that I can put my foot down on the ground, that my ankle works, that my toes work. Let's not come to a situation where, unfortunately, chas v'shalom, they don't work, and then we have to daven to Hashem for a refuah shleima. Let's be proactive. V'tekev shezoicher asher lo itoy voise, shechoyshev ma'achshav zoreis itztayer v'yivroch lo v'idbak v'koinei akasher yiduchal. And a person, if he has incorrect thoughts, he should try to strengthen himself and push those out of his mind and try to once again think of Avas Hashem. And Mitzvah Hashem, the next year we'll continue to discuss HaChoyva HaRishoyin Mitzvah Avas Hashem. The first obligation is HaKoras HaToiv. The first obligation, the first approach of Avas Hashem is coming to appreciate the gifts that Hashem gives us. Mm-hmm.